Hi, my name is Erin Tillman. I'm an inclusive dating empowerment coach, certified sex educator, speaker, and author known as the Dating Advice Girl. For over 12 years, I've been empowering and coaching singles by helping them to improve their social skills, communication skills, and get clear on their dating goals and objectives intersecting with identity, orientation, and lifestyle. Relationships and friendships are not one size fits all, but boundaries, consent, and respect are important parts of a dating process to have an exciting and meaningful connection with others. Listen, learn, and laugh with me on this journey of sex-positive self-discovery. Thanks for listening. I am going to introduce you to a few of my panelists, or my two panelists for my workshop tomorrow. It's tomorrow. I can't believe it's already time. Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm so excited for this panel. It's entitled Queerness and Embracing Your Own Personal Orientation Evolution. It's tomorrow at noon, Saturday. That's right. I know there's a ton of other stuff happening always, right? Like our lives are like Zoom this and Zoom that. But this one's really, I'm so excited about this panel. For those of you who joined last weekend, it was so great too. We had Jamila Dawson and we had August McLaughlin, and they're both amazing. And it's just so cool to be able to team up with these colleagues of mine that I've known for so long. So this weekend, tomorrow, we've got Bianca Loriano, and we've got Manazay Beatty, and I'm so excited to have them both. I try to bring some, you know, professionals into the mix, you know, like professionals. So I'm very excited to have them. I'm going to bring both of them on, both Manazay and Bianca on in just a sec. But just to give you a little bit of background, yes, August, you were so great. I love it. August will be back at some point too. We got plans. We got some big plans. So the reason I'm on is I wanted to talk about why I'm doing this specific topic. So you know, I have a lot of conversations with my partner, Jet, and with other colleagues and friends about this weird expectation or pressure we feel from sometimes our friends, but also society about what queer means and who is deemed most queer or who we're comparing ourselves to in terms of those things. What does that even mean? Like, I grew up, and again, some of you probably read my posts, you know, over the past week. Sorry to bombard, but welcome to my world. But you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you don't really know what you don't know. And I grew up in a small town in Ohio, in the 80s and 90s, and it was a very interesting time where it was a very homogenous time in small town America in a lot of ways. In small town USA, it was a very homogenous place. And so you don't really, you might know that you're a little different. And there's a spectrum of quote unquote different, and what is even different. But all that to say, I always knew that I liked different things that a lot of my, friends who were doing more traditional type things, I was doing things differently than they were. And I was just like, oh, well, whatever. I really didn't think much about it. And then as you get older and you start meeting people who are calling themselves this and calling themselves that, that's when you're like, oh, well, maybe this whole time I've been in some other, I don't like categories, I don't like boxes, but maybe I've been in this other category in a way, and that's why I couldn't relate to certain things, or that's why I'm attracted to certain things and people and all these things. It's like, oh, light bulb, it makes sense. I make sense, yay! But within that, you know, growing up in a cis-hetero, sorry for everyone who doesn't know, cisgender, heterosexual, you know, more monogamous environment, it's this feeling of, oh, well, I guess I'm supposed to do that, you know, and I do relate to some of that. But then I don't relate to a whole lot of it. And so where do I fit in? Where the F do I fit in? That's what we're going to be talking about. Those in between spaces, or also the evolution of, I grew up this way, I feel this way, I've already always kind of felt this way, and never really knew what to say about that thing or how to place myself within the spectrum of all the things. And again, I want to emphasize, I really, really hate like picking a box. We're not trying to do that. It's more about getting comfortable with wherever we fit on that spectrum. So without further ado, I want to bring on, here we go, Bianca Loriano. So have her here. You know, she's a sexologist, she's an educator, she's amazing, has a doctorate, and here she is, Bianca. Hi.
Hi.
Yay, welcome.
We're having like tech difficulties over here in Oakland, but I'm here. I'm so excited for tomorrow.
Yay! No, you did it. I don't know what difficulties you had, but we didn't see them on this end. So you look, your glasses are freaking amazing.
Thank you.
I was just briefing everybody and telling them about tomorrow's workshop. Basically, for everyone who's kind of felt like, where do I fit in? What category do I fit into? Which I hate categories, but if we're trying to figure out where we fit in this spectrum, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of where do I belong at all? And so we're going to be talking about a lot of, and so what appeals to you or what appealed to you about that topic?
You know, it's something that I live with on a regular basis sometimes. And it's not something that necessarily instantly goes away. And it's part of our exploration. It's part of our growing process. And it's also part of being a human being, asking ourselves questions, giving ourselves the permission and the space to expand, and to really do that in a way that honors our humanity. And also that gives us, you know, just the reminder that we are worthy of having that opportunity and that experience, and not have it be traumatizing or violent or harsh, which I know is sometimes what people experience. I'm also really excited to talk about like my experience as a queer person, how I came into that understanding. I'm also of a particular age, so I understand how there's pushback about the term queer. And so talking a little bit about how to build with older communities while also learning and valuing self-determination, which is something that is so important for Black and Indigenous people of color who are queer, trans, or non-binary, and intersex. And also being honest about like what the unlearning process looks like. You know, there's a lot of unlearning we have to do. And you talked a lot about like, you don't know what we don't know. And so sometimes knowing or learning is about unlearning too. So I'm really excited for that conversation. And I think it's amazing. And it's a really important time for people to be honest with themselves about what's possible, but also for us to be realistic that there is some fear and some anxiety about what's possible in the next couple of months and this year. So I think it's such an important time to do this talk.
You said it, and Bianca, like, already, like, you just said, like, that was its own mini workshop. Like, everything Bianca just, like, separate workshop. You're welcome, everybody. And Bianca taught a whole thing earlier today, so I'm not going to take too much more of your time. I'm so excited to have you on board, and I think you're amazing, and just thank you for wanting to be a part of this and share your brilliance with everybody, because I just can't wait. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. I'm totally about collaboration, and I love that you are too. So excited to join you. And yeah, I'll see y'all on Saturday.
Yay, Bianca!
Bye. Yay! You gotta tell me to go away. I don't know what to do next. Do I just press the X?
You just click the X up top.
Great. Bye, y'all. Have a good time.
Yay. So great. Bianca's so amazing. And I'm so excited. Like I said, I'm so excited to have her tomorrow. As you can see, she just dropped a bunch of gems in about 3 minutes. I mean, that's kind of what she does. She's a new colleague of mine over the last few months. And I'm just so excited to be collaborating with her. And she said so many things of, like she said, unlearning. She said so many things about, you know, those of us who might be of a certain age bracket, things that, you know, we're coming to terms with within ourselves. The world is the world right now. So much going on there. So yeah, I mean, there's really so much happening, and we all need support around. We all need support in all ways. Please get support from wherever you can get it, whether that's with us tomorrow or not. Please just take care of yourselves and get support. But I'm so excited to be talking about this, because this is a personal journey of mine as well. So, okay, now I'm going to bring on Manizay. There's a learning process, there's a learning curve with this platform, so I'm gonna bring on Manizay and make that happen. So I hope you got your tickets left. There aren't a lot of spaces left, but for those of you who are still on the fence, now is the time. I'm basically, we have a few spots left. So the link is in my bio if you are interested in coming to tomorrow's workshop. Yay!
Hi.
Yay! Your background is awesome, by the way. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Manizay Beatty, and I'm so excited. Associate professor, licensed psychologist, wait, psychologist? Psychologist, yes. And
Yes.
I'm so excited to have you. I saw some of what Bianca said, but like, I just, like, literally, there's certain people, both of you, there's certain people that when they speak, I'm like, I just get like, I have a lot of energy anyway, but I get extra excited that you're a part of it tomorrow. And so, what made you want to be a part of this workshop about being queer and the evolution of it?
Well, first of all, Erin, thank you so much. I'm super, super excited to be here. I just think that, like, just on a societal level, Bianca said it really well. This is just such an important topic. And as you were saying, we're a society that, like, forces us into boxes a lot of the time. And, it's like really by force. But there's so many of us that don't fit into those boxes, and queer being, a big way that people don't fit. But yet, like, because, we are a society like that, there's not a lot of spaces for people who don't fit into those boxes. So, like, there might be spaces for, like, men attracted to women or, like, women attracted to women, but there's, like, so much in between there. And so there's often not an opportunity to talk about these issues. And I think, and Bianca said it really well, that we're marginalized in a lot of ways, but we are also, as queer people, beautiful. We are also powerful, and we are resilient. So I'm super excited to talk about that, and also really excited to talk about my own experience as a queer person as well, and someone who never really fit into boxes. I felt like that most of my life. I am a first generation Iranian immigrant that grew up in Texas, so and kind of always had a sense of being queer, but didn't really have language for that. There was really no role models at the time, so. I think just not really having a chance to speak about my queerness and just speak about queerness in general, because you're not alone if you're queer people out there. There's so many of us. There's such a great community, and so, but we really don't get to talk about it. So I'm super excited to just have the chance to talk about it, because every time we talk about it, we feel less alone, and we build community, and we find our people.
Yes, so well said. I so relate to what you're saying. I think because I'm like queer invisible in a way. I'm invisible because of my platform, but if I'm walking on the street, usually people assume that I'm hetero, traditional, monogamous, in a relationship with a dude. Like, there's all these assumptions that are made based on what they see. And so I think it's an interesting conversation to have about what is queer supposed to even look like? Like, what is that, And so that's just one part of the conversation. And so, yeah, I mean, I just feel like it's so important to talk about this journey that we're on. This journey, it's not just like, oh, I was this at, 13, 14, 16, 20, and I'm the same thing. It's like, no, that can evolve. Like, give space and allow that to evolve. And again, like you said, there's such a learning thing, even with us who are considered to be professionals in the realm. Like, we're all still learning. And so I'm just so excited. Thank you so much for doing it. And you did well here on the live. You're making it happen. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Not very skilled at this, so I'm trying.
Before, I'm not gonna, it's a freaking Friday and like people have stuff to do. So I'm gonna end this very soon. But I just wanted to say, for those of you watching, again, we're talking about the workshop we're doing. And is tomorrow at noon Pacific time. The link is in my bio, Queerness and Embracing Your Own Personal Orientation Evolution. It's going to be an hour and a half Zoom. You can have your camera on or off, whatever makes you feel more comfortable. There's going to be some questions, there's going to be some interactive stuff. So I'm really excited. But all that to say, I think it's just like Manizay just said so eloquently. I think it's just really important to have these conversations and the space with people that you can relate to, and also a space with people who have expertise to help us kind of understand some of the things, like the technical things about it. But just the sharing of stories is so important. I'm just so excited. Manizay, anything else you want to say? I'm going to end this here shortly. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just super excited to talk with you and Bianca and just share my experiences. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
I can't wait. And so, as Bianca did, you just click the X, the Xbox to
Okay.
for the rest of friends. Thank you so much for joining. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. There she goes. Okay. So, yes. So, there we go. That's what's happening tomorrow. I'm so excited. You guys, there's so many more conversations along these realms I'm planning on for 2021. I know if you're not sick of me yet, get ready. And hopefully you won't get sick of me. I have a lot to say, and I'm trying to team up with people who have expertise that's different than mine so that we can just drive these conversations forward. It's so important to have these conversations. Those of you who know me know that I'm not about enabling and I'm not about silence. I'm definitely not the girl that's about silence. So we're going to talk about all these things, and hopefully you'll learn something and gain something, and it'll help just help us just feel supported wherever we are right now. There's just so much going on. So that is all for now. I can't wait to see some of you tomorrow, and stay tuned. I'm planning on doing a workshop, an expert panel every 2 weeks. So we're doing one tomorrow, and then in 2 weeks there will be another one. I don't know the topic yet, but I just put something in my story, actually. Check out my story because I want to know what you're interested in. I have a whole list of things I'm gonna do, but I also want to know if there's a specific topic that you're interested in doing a workshop with professionals with. So just let me know. And that is all. Happy Friday, everybody. I can't wait to see you tomorrow and beyond.